Hi, and welcome back to our podcast on Just a Thought on the Book of Revelation. I'm Dr. John Cook, your host. We are now in Revelation chapter 2, beginning verse 18. I'm going to show you today what God has to say to the angel of the church in Thyatira, and we'll get into our study right after this. We now join in progress our continuing study on Just a Thought on the Book of Revelation, chapter 2, verses 18 through 29. This is part 2 of 3 and deals with verses 20 through 23. So the Lord knew all there was to know about this church, just as He knows all there is to know about His churches today. With all that God has said concerning the church of Thyatira, He now comes in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 20 and says, "Nevertheless, I have a few things against thee." What terrible words to hear from the lips of our Savior. Nevertheless, in spite of all these good things, nevertheless, I have a few things against thee. Because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel. This was the first thing he had against them. The church is putting up with a woman that is teaching false doctrine. Listen to what it says, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce. Yeah, she's Jezebel, all right. She's leading the servants of God astray by persuasion with false promises. She's seducing them. She's seducing my servants, he says, to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Now, this fornication he's talking about here is spiritual. And it's fellowshipping with idols. Now, while we can eat whatever we please, there are some things we ought not to eat for conscience sake. There are some things we ought not to eat because they're questionable. What a shame that there has to come a notwithstanding statement when the Lord looks at his churches. Do you notice the downward progression of the churches? In Ephesus, we see a church that had left its first love. In Pergamos, a church that had tolerated the doctrine of Balaam and the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. And now here, the fourth church removed from Ephesus, and Thyatira, a church that God says you've allowed Jezebel to spread her false doctrines, teaching and seducing in the church like the whore she is, the Lord's servants to commit fornication against the Lord, persuading them with false promises to eat things, that is, seduce them, persuading them with false promises to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Eating things sacrificed unto idols was to be in communions with devils. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 20 and 21. Listen, but I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils. Listen, if you're sacrificing to anybody but God, you're sacrificing to a devil. If you're bowing down before a graven image, you are bowing down before a devil, according to the Word of God. They sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Jezebel taught the Christians in the church of Thyatira what Balaam taught to Balak, how to get God to curse his people. This was a church that did not believe in church discipline. They did not believe in getting rid of those that would lead the church into sin, putting them outside the church. This is that woman that is spoken of in the parable of the woman and the leaven in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 33. Listen to it. Another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. The leaven is false doctrine brought in and allowed to remain. Thus it pollutes all. Leaven is always a type of sin in the Word of God. The leaven of false doctrine allowed to remain in the church will pollute the whole church. It may start out in just one area of the church, but it'll pollute the whole before it's done. You will not clean up the leaven, but the leaven will clean destroy the church. In too many churches, we have people that can live however they choose to, and the church tolerates it. Their sin is never condemned, never judged, and thus it pollutes the whole. This woman called Jezebel in this scripture is like Ahab's wife, whose name was Jezebel, as seen in 1 Kings chapter 16. She was a Baal worshiper that led Ahab and Israel into Baal worship. She was a wicked woman, intent upon living wickedly and leading all around her to live the same. So here in Thyatira was a woman like her, that the Lord calls her Jezebel. She was worldly and teaching the church to be worldly. She was out of her place in the church, running and leading and teaching that which is false doctrine. The church in Thyatira is a type, then, of the church age, where the church has now gone completely corrupt. A church that is centered on worship of Mary, playing politics with the world, selling herself to the world like a whore sells herself to men, selling out the truth for that which is not the truth, corrupting the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, selling favors for men's favors, persecuting those that do not accept such wicked behavior. This is the church age from AD 600 to AD 1000. This is the greatest nighttime in church history, a time of darkness and corruption, a time of great persecution of born-again Christians, a time that includes what is referred to as the Dark Ages, for dark it was. Yet there were those that held on to the truth of the words of God, and they suffered for it. God says of Jezebel in Revelation chapter 2, verse 21 to 23, "And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he that searcheth the reins and hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works." God, in mercy, gives her opportunity to repent, but there was no repentance. And where there is no repentance, there comes judgment. God says to Jezebel, "You have the opportunity to repent." That's God's grace and mercy. Use it or lose it. Not only will she be judged, but also all that go to bed with her will be judged. If you don't want to get what she is going to get, then get out, and get out quick, and stay out. Don't stick around in fellowship with her. Run away. Run to Jesus in repentance and find salvation from judgment.